Hey guys, Mike Verkes from the Second Shift Podcast here to talk to you about PIASE. Back in 1996, I had two certifications to manage, my state license and national registry. That was it. Fast forward 20-some years later, and what I would give to have just two. Between my advanced certifications, ACLS, PALS, PHTLS, you name it, I'm looking at upwards of 10 certifications to manage. That's where PIASE saves my bacon. I simply add my certs, expiration dates, and bam, no more surprises. Take pictures front and back and share those credentials with whoever needs them. With the touch of a button, it's easy. Go to the App Store now for your device and search for PIASE, P-I-A-C-E-T, PIASE. Do it today.
The content of this podcast is based on medical fact and evidence-based practice from credible authoritative sources, but is not a substitute for your institution's policies, procedures, common sense, or good judgment. The views and opinions are those of Eric Bauer and FlightBridge Ed in their entirety. This is the FlightBridge Ed Podcast, critical care and emergency medicine education for nurses and paramedics. Here's your host, Eric Bauer.
Hey everybody, Eric back with you. Today's podcast is going to be a very brief podcast introduction to a new lab that I want to introduce. And for some of you, this may not be a new lab. I know for me, this is a fairly new lab. And this came about by having a discussion with Ashley. We were starting to talk about DKA. I don't remember how the topic came up, but we started talking about DKA and she mentioned a lab that they're actually utilizing now as a diagnostic tool in the ED. And this was a lab for her hospital and many hospitals in the country that actually had to send off. And so it wasn't readily available for immediate diagnostic capabilities in the ED for these patients. And this lab is called beta-hydroxybutyrate. We're going to shorten that and abbreviate that as BHA. And this is a lab that specifically looks at the earliest ketone body that is formed based on fatty acid breakdown. And we know that in a DKA patient, we're always looking for that ketone production. And that is one of those diagnostic indicators that we always see in a DKA patient. Well, we know fatty acid breakdown is the start. It starts with triglycerides, and those triglycerides are broken down into free fatty acids, and we start moving down the chain, and eventually we end up having ketones. But prior to those ketones, the earliest ketone body that we can actually identify is that beta-hydroxybutyrate, or BHA. So when we look at this specifically, I just want to introduce this. If this is something that you are starting to see in your practice, if you go on a flight or a critical care transport and they tell you that this patient's BHA level is greater than 3, and you're standing there scratching your head and you're wondering, what the heck is that? Well, that's exactly what they're doing, is they're looking at the earliest ketone body that's formed based on that fatty acid breakdown. So when we continue and look at this from the specific side of reference range, the normal reference range is 0.4 to 0.5 millimoles per liter. When they start seeing levels above 1 millimole per liter, that's where they need to start really looking at this patient carefully. But when they get into that realm of greater than 3, that's where we need to really take a hard look at this patient, and treatment needs to start immediately. One of the other aspects that I found very fascinating looking at this is when we specifically look at these patients and you start looking at the long-term care of a DKA patient, the aspects of ketone production and ketone production for energy, that can kind of alter the way these patients are handled. And it actually can lead to longer ICU stays, higher costs, higher infection rates, etc. With that being said, if they now can draw this BHA level and they start seeing this BHA level decrease, that is a huge, huge indication that the DKA is actually resolving. In contrast, by measuring urine or plasma ketones using only urine strips or sending this off, these patients can be overestimated and impending resolution of DKA is actually not going to be detected. And again, that leads to these longer ICU stays. So I really encourage you to read up on this. Again, beta-hydroxybutyrate, or BHA, fairly new lab in the context of having immediate availability for diagnosis in this DKA patient. I think we're going to see more and more of this. Talking to Ashley about this, they don't even send off for ketones anymore. They don't even look at that. They simply send off for this BHA. So I just want to encourage everybody, share this with a friend. Our podcast is continually growing. This is the start of 2019. I'm about to head out to United Arab Emirates. We have a course in Abu Dhabi. And so until next time, if you're coming to WIMSA, I will be speaking at WIMSA, and that will be next week. And we just really appreciate everything everybody does, the support. We're just moving into our sixth year as a company, and I just can't say how thankful we are for each one of you. Please be safe out there, and we will talk to you soon.
This has been a production of the Flight Bridge Ed Podcast, leading the way in pre-hospital critical care and emergency medicine education.